Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're unpacking something real, something raw, something relevant. That's right, we're talking about burn for what you love. Let's get into it. Have you ever seen or witness someone truly alive, someone whose eyes sparkle when they talk about their work, their hobby, their cause? That's the fire of passion, baby. It's the engine that drives innovation, the fuel that ignites perseverance, and the source of our deepest fulfillment. Yet, in our daily, day-to-day lives, it's easy to let that fire dwindle and fizzle out, to get bogged down by routine, or to dismiss our passion as mere hobbies. This episode isn't just about finding what you love. It's about giving yourself permission to burn for it, to dedicate energy, time, and spirit to whatever sets your soul on fire. So we're gonna get real, we're gonna get raw about the courage it takes to pursue your passions and explore how to powerfully ignite and sustain that flame. That's right, burn, baby, burn. We'll explore why passion is so crucial for an authentic and fulfilling life, discuss the common fears that hold us back from pursuing what we love, and share practical strategies to identify, nurture, and relentlessly pursue your true passion. So we'll be honest about the challenges, the sacrifices, and the occasionally feeling of being consumed, but also focus on that immense joy, our purpose, and impact that comes from living a life that truly is lit by our inner fire. So let's take a deeper dive. Why is it so important to not just like something, but to truly burn for it? You have to fuel your authentic living. When you're engaged in what you love, you are most authentic. You are your most authentic self. It's where your unique talents and true personality shine the brightest. It's where passion and a source of energy and resilience is the wellspring of your energy. When you're doing what you love, challenges feel like obstacles and more like exciting puzzles. Have you ever had an exciting puzzle? That's what I'm talking about. Passion to solve it. It provides the grit to keep going. You're excited, you're motivated, you're revived because it's something that you're truly passionate about. And that passion, that desire that's burning within, it unlocks creativity and innovation. That deep passion that pushes you beyond the ordinary. It sparks all of your new ideas, your innovation, and have you come up with solutions that you never thought of, and a willingness to explore uncharted territory. And it creates a meaning and purpose beyond just existing. Burning for what you love gives your life a profound sense of meaning. It answers the why behind your efforts. You need to know why you're truly doing something. Why does it matter to you? What's your passionate about it? If you're not passionate about something that you've embarked upon, you need to question your why. Why are you really doing this? That's where that passion is. It creates meaning and purpose for what you're doing. It gives it a profound sense of meaning and answer that why. And most importantly, when you're burning for what you love, it attracts positive energy, your enthusiasm. When you're passionate, you inspire others, you build connections, and you attract opportunities that align with your true self. And you lead to mastery, consistency, dedication that's born from passion. It's what transforms your interest into expertise and effort into mastery, to perfection. So understanding that there are certain things that can dim that flame, And that's fears, the cautionary fears. So if passion is so powerful, why do we often hold back? Why do we dim our light? Fear of failure. What if I pour my heart and soul into this and it doesn't work out? The fear of wasted effort or public embarrassment, that can paralyze people from trying and leave them crippled. The fear of judgment. What will others think? Will they understand my decision? Will they criticize? The desire to conform to the narrative often trumps the desire to create. Burn for what you love. Understand that practicality over passion, the sensible voice that tells us we can't make a living doing what we love, or that it's too risky or not serious enough. Wrong. Lack of time and energy. Feeling overwhelmed by the daily responsibilities, we convince ourselves that there is no room for something extra, even if that extra would rejuvenate us. I mean, it's the smallest things. If you're passionate about it, it can make a huge difference and become your number one thing, your number one priority. If you fuel that passion enough, not knowing what your passion is, that's something. The biggest hurdle is simply feeling disconnected from that inner fire, unsure of what truly ignites you. If you don't get anything from this podcast today, you have to know what sets your heart on fire. What is your passion? What is your desire? Let's unpack and explore how to ignite and sustain your fire. Ready to let that flame burn? Let's get into it. The first thing is, identify your spark through discovery. What makes you lose track of time? What topics can you talk about for hours? What problems do you gravitate towards instantly and want to solve? What activities make you feel alive, even when they're challenging? Don't overthink it. Just notice it. And start small, but most importantly, start now. You don't have to quit your job or dedicate 40 hours a week immediately. Dedicate 15 minutes a day, an hour over the weekend, or two, or whatever that looks like. Start small, and eventually it can turn into 40 hours a week. Eventually it could turn into your permanent career. But if you don't get started, you won't know what opportunities await for you. Watch documentaries, take an online course, talk to someone who's doing what you want to do. Just get started. Create a sacred space that protects your flame. Carve out dedicated time and physical space for your passion. This signals to yourself and others that the pursuit is important and it's non-negotiable. It's a priority. And embrace the messy middle. That is the heartbeat of transformation. Passion projects. There are always fun. There will be frustrating moments, setbacks, and times when you want to quit. This is the burn, the reinforcing process. Learn to push through, knowing that discomfort often precedes the breakthrough. And seek like-minded souls, just like you, the collective fire. Connect with others who share your passion, who love what you're doing, who are just as passionate. Join groups, attend workshops. Find individuals that can take you under their wing. Their energy, insights, and supports can fuel your own fire. And when you accomplish anything doing what you love, own that. Own the spark that keeps it burning. Acknowledge every step forward, no matter how tiny. Did you finish that chapter? Did you master that chord? Did you help one person? Whatever your victories look like to you, that keeps you motivated. Keep going. Understand your why, but most importantly, protect your energy. While we say burn for what you love, it doesn't mean actual burnout, okay? Don't be so busy moving in place or take on so much or try to do so much too fast. Learn to reset. recharge, and set boundaries, a well-rested fire burns the brightest. Your passion isn't just a hobby. It's a vital part of your authentic self. It's what makes you vibrant, interesting, and deeply alive. Give yourself permission to truly burn for what you love. The world needs the light only you can generate. So what is one of the passions that you've been neglecting? What is a small step that you can take to ignite that spark today? It's time to get busy, to burn for what you love. There is a fire within you. It flickers in your dreams, your pulses in your heartbeat, and whispers through the quiet moments when the world fades away. Burn for love. Burn for what you love. This podcast is a call to those who refuse to settle for a life of comfort and just being complacent. It is for the dreamers, the builders, the believers, for those who know in their soul that passion is the fuel of purpose. In a world that often asks us to dim our light, quiet our noise, and follow the beaten path, this podcast today challenges you to ignite your own trial, to chase what set your soul ablaze, to stop living on autopilot and start living with conviction, courage, and clarity. Whether your fire is creative, justice, healing, teaching, leading, or simply being your truest self, this journey is about fanning that flame until it becomes a wildfire of impact. So let's explore that. Your perseverance, your wisdom, born from the ashes in the unapologetic pursuit of what matters the most. You'll understand that pain has purpose, that sacrifices birth strength, and that when you burn for what you love, you become unstoppable, baby. You can't be unstoppable playing it safe. That's not going to get you there. So you have to recognize what's holding you back, what may get in the way from you burning bright and just being your best self, the cost of playing it small and living a life of quiet dissatisfaction. Don't let it be you. Burn bright. Reignite your passion and reconnect with purpose. Understand your journey ahead. Recognizing the voice of your true desires, differentiating between passion and obligation, because there is a big difference. Some things you have obligation for survival, and some things you're passionate about. Explore those things more. It's certainly worth it. And know the impact. Know the difference on what sets your soul on fire and what puts it out. How society, fear, and doubt suppresses that inner fire. That's important. You have to know what gets you going versus what doesn't. And understand the clues from your past. Tracing your personal story to uncover your passion points, whether that's your childhood dreams, something you're naturally gifted at, and forgotten loves, lessons hidden in your life experiences. Everything that you go through, there's a lesson, there's a teachable moment. What is it something that you've always wanted to be when you were younger? What were some of your dreams? Go back to that, rekindle that. Break free from guilt and shame around wanting too much. Be out there, put yourself out there, be bold. Give yourself permission to want more. Give yourself full permission to pursue a bold and fulfilling life. Understand that passion is a form of self-respect. Give it to yourself. You have to build a life around what you love and what you truly desire, a life of impact. A life that you're proud of, a life that makes you happy, and also most importantly, a life that's filled with promises and also boundaries, setting boundaries with energy drainers and dream killers. Trust me, they are coming to put your fire out. Avoid them as much as possible, and if you can't avoid the energy drainers and dream killers, I am the queen of being cordial. be cordial. That's the best way. It doesn't mean that you're friends. It doesn't mean that you dig them. They're appealing to you. You're just cordial because you have to interact and engage with them. That's the way to deal with energy drainers and dream killers. Know who they are and treat them accordingly. And establish healthy habits that nurture your passions. Create that sacred space for your purpose to grow. Create that dedicated time, the time blocks, the windows, so that it's something that you're serious about and that you can pursue wholeheartedly. And also be courageous in the fire. Face your fears, failures, and uncertainty with faith. Believe in what you hope for and certain of what you cannot see. You have to have faith. You have to redefine failure as a part of the journey. Choose boldness over comfort. Align yourself with what you love and with how you serve, how you can turn your passions into impact and live a passion-driven life versus a performance-driven life or a life that you're doing out of duty and simply just surviving. Burn for what you love. Burn bright. Don't let anyone tell you that you can. Don't shrink. Don't dim your light. Understand the difference between burning out and burning for what matters. Choose your battles. Choose what's important to you. Burn for things that set your soul on fire, not something that society is telling you. You should be passionate about this. You should get excited about this. Make your own choices. Choose your battles and choose, most importantly, what you're passionate about. Balance hustle with heart. You have to know the difference. There's a thin line there. And understand, most importantly, the cost of the flame. Embracing the sacrifices required to live a life on fire. Let go of relationships, roles, and routine that don't fit with your flame. Everything has to be on the same accord. Trust the process. Trust transformation. Understand that there's a cost for the flame. So sometimes you have to eliminate that waste, eliminate the people that aren't on fire, that don't align with your fire and your creativity. Because once you do this, your flame is just going to burn even brighter because you eliminated that waste and you stayed focused and you blocked out the noise and the distraction. So trust the process of transformation and become a source of light for others. Inspire others through your authenticity. Be authentic in your actions, leaving a legacy that reflects what you love deeply. I want my legacy to be something that I'm passionate about. Nothing, not something that I was just doing out of duty or for survival. Burn for what you love. Burn for what truly matters to you. Be the flame, reflaming your commitment to what you love, your daily practices to stay connected to your fire, and living as a burning testimony of passion, purpose, and power. Know that you have to claim it. Affirmations for bold, purpose-driven living, your actions, your routines. The first thing to get going is you have to truly reflect and understand what sets your soul on fire and do more of that. It's that simple. The fire within you is not random. It was placed there with intention, with purpose, with power. The dreams that stir your soul, the causes that tug at your heart, the visions you see, even when others don't see that vision, don't see your flame. Those are the sparks that can set the world ablaze, starting with your own life. Burn for what you love has not been a call to recklessness, but a bold invitation to live with passion and intention, to refuse to settle for ordinary when extraordinary lives inside of you, to say yes to what fuels you and no to what dims you, to rise from ashes if necessary and carry your flame with resilience and grace. You were not created merely to exist. You were created to ignite, to inspire, to illuminate. You are not here to be lukewarm. You're not here to play it safe in the shadows. You are here to blaze a trail of purpose, truth, and love. What you're burning for. So go forward with your fire. Let it guide your choices. Shape your days and warm the hearts of those around you. Let it burn away fear, doubt, and everything that no longer serves you. Let it be your compass when the road gets hard, and your light when the world feels dark. Because when you burn for what you love, you become a force, unshakable, unstoppable, and unforgettable. Let your life be that fire. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real Raw Relevant. Go out there and let your passion shine. Until next time, stay true to your flame. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.